This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is a breaking news update on the surveillance gate scandal that is exploding right now. Welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to Health Ranger Report. Check out more breaking news updates at healthrangerreport.com. So we've got a scandal breaking now that's 10 times bigger than Watergate, maybe more. I'm calling it surveillance gate, and it involves Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes and other high-level Obama officials, many of whom are probably now on track to go to prison. And here is why. I'm going to break this down for you. I've reviewed all the articles out there and tried to untangle this into some simple bullet points. So here's what happened. A year before the election, Obama, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, and other high-level officials all conspired to weaponize the surveillance apparatus and use it to spy on Republican candidates. So far, we know that it's Trump team members who were spied on illegally, of course. It's a massive, we're talking about huge criminal activity here on the part of Obama administration officials. They probably also spied on other Republican candidates. We just don't know that yet. Maybe Rand Paul, maybe Jeb Bush, maybe others. Now, to do this, they did not order direct surveillance of the Trump team members or Trump himself, at least not that we're aware of yet. What they did instead is they ordered surveillance on foreign officials whom they believed Trump team members would be talking to on the phone as part of the planning for international diplomacy or transition team activities and so on. Now, the left-wing media has brainwashed Americans into thinking that presidents and their staff members and officials never talk to the Russians. That's absurd. If you're the president and you're running an administration, you have to engage in international diplomacy. Even if you think you're going to become president, you may engage in conversations with other nations. And in fact, Obama has done that, and Bush did that, and everybody has done that, including Trump and his team members. So talking to foreign nations is one of the most important jobs of a national administration. So no, talking to the Russians is not a crime. It's not conspiring with the Russians. It's called international diplomacy, and that's what the State Department does, and that's what the president does. That's one of the biggest jobs of running the nation politically. All right, so the Trump team members then targeted these international operatives or no, let's say diplomats or officials from other nations. They targeted those people for surveillance, knowing that they would, quote, incidentally sweep up Trump team members in the surveillance. Now, according to U.S. law, when the intelligence apparatus is surveilling a foreign official and they incidentally sweep up a U.S. person in the intelligence, you know, the data gathering, the recording, the transcriptions, all of that, they are supposed to hide the identities of the U.S. persons. This is because of the Fourth Amendment, right? You're supposed to be safe from illegal searches and illegal surveillance unless there's a court order, a warrant, or, you know, some kind of court permission to surveil you. Then you are not supposed to be identified if you've just been incidentally swept up in some surveillance of a foreign official. But what Susan Rice did, conspiring with Ben Rhodes and President Obama and other high-level Obama officials, is they deliberately and illegally unmasked the identities of the Trump team members who were engaged in these conversations with foreign officials, which includes diplomats, of course. So this unmasking is the smoking gun crime. This is a criminal offense. We're talking 10 years in prison for this per count. And it turns out that Susan Rice had kept a detailed spreadsheet of every person's name and phone call time and date and transcript, the full text transcripts, this massive spreadsheet, which perhaps contains hundreds of examples of this felony crime. So Susan Rice could literally be facing 1,000 years in prison, technically, if she's charged with each count. And it's not just Susan Rice, of course, it's other Obama officials as well. Now, this spreadsheet was then shared with President Obama, who used it to strategize how to destroy the Republicans, how to destroy Donald Trump, both before the election, you know, to make sure Trump would lose, and then if Trump won, to also destroy him after the election and make sure that he could not govern. And in order to pull this off, President Obama then signed another order right before he left office that allowed 16 different intelligence agencies to share this illegally obtained identity information, the unmasked names. So this move by Obama was guaranteed to cause some of these intelligence agencies, which function as the pro-Obama deep state, to leak this information to the media, which they, of course, dutifully did. So now they're leaking to the Washington Post, they're leaking to the New York Times, and then they're trying to build a narrative that says the Russians interfered with the election. But the real narrative that is now blowing up in the faces of the Democrats is that Obama and Susan Rice just committed the most heinous surveillance crime, the biggest scandal, bigger than Watergate, the biggest scandal in the history of the White House itself. This is the biggest scandal. This is the greatest abuse of power at the White House. And technically, although this will probably never happen, Obama himself could go to prison. But again, I don't think that's going to happen. Now, but it doesn't mean others won't. This will probably explode very, very quickly. You're going to see more officials named. You're going to see perhaps indictments handed down. You're going to see calls for these officials to testify before Congress, unless the Republicans, who are, let's face it, absolutely spineless, just complete spineless. I don't know. They're just used to losing. They don't know how to win. They don't know how to exert any kind of political power. If they back down from this, this entire scandal will be swept under the rug. CNN is already saying that it's fake news. Right. CNN is begging their viewers not to pay any attention to this news. They're claiming the real news is that the Russians hacked the election. That's the real news, according to CNN. The fake news is that Susan Rice and Obama weaponized the surveillance apparatus to target and politically destroy their political enemies. But that's actually what happened. So right now we have warring narratives that contradict each other. And I can tell you that if the Republicans in Congress simply assert the facts and assert their power and start acting like leaders instead of whiny losers all the time, then this whole thing can be exposed and numerous Obama officials will go to jail. So let's see what happens. My guess is that Donald Trump is going to run with this. He's going to exert leverage and he's going to call for investigations, and that Jeff Sessions at the DOJ is going to be involved, and this is going to explode in the face of the Democrats. But at the same time, I'm guessing that members of Congress, Republican members, are going to be afraid to pursue this because, again, they're losers. And that's all they know how to do is lose, lose, lose. And they don't want to be called out by the media, even when this is the most explosive story of political corruption and conspiracy in United States history. So I think that it's still up in the air of where this is going to go. But if Trump and the Republicans play their cards right, numerous Obama officials could end up going to prison, and this could demolish the left-wing media's narrative about the Russian conspiracy, and it would prove to be the biggest backfire in the history of our country. Because remember, the only reason all this came out was because Obama was trying to frame the Trump team members and create a false narrative that the Russians were colluding with Trump team members to steal the election. But if you dig into it, it turns out that Obama officials were illegally conspiring to surveil Trump team members in total violation of U.S. law, and that is now blowing up in their faces. So we'll see where all of this goes. You can follow this news as it's breaking at trump.news. We've also got whitehouse.news if you want to cover more official news there. There's quite a bit of overlap between those two. And you can follow my Health Ranger Report podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.